Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Restaurants don't have a lot of real estate on the tables. They don't have a lot of real estate in between tables. Mm-hmm. They're not trying to have you come in with your big banner and your big balloons, vase of flowers and your balloons and your tons of gifts. Birthdays are problematic because of that.
Yes. You're taking up extra space.
Can we get another table for this cake? Hi, welcome to the Modern Waiter Podcast. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter, where we discuss all things restaurant business, learn something, laugh at something. On today's episode, we discuss why restaurant servers hate your birthday celebration. But first, the intro.
Tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay. I'm tired of getting fired and hired the same day. If you know the rules of the game, then you'll stay. And if you...
As usual, I'm joined by my good friend, Danny Davila.
What's up, what's up, what's up, people?
Birthdays in a restaurant, it's a balancing act.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to balance providing an enjoyable dining experience for all your guests while you are managing the expectations of a birthday celebration.
Absolutely.
So let's get into it. I mean, when I say that restaurant servers hate your birthday celebration, we hate your birthday celebration.
Yeah. It's just because it's, like you said, it's that added layer of stress.
Yes.
For no reason.
And it's opposing expectations. We expect your guests to celebrate you.
Yeah.
And you expect strangers to celebrate
you. Yes.
And it's really an odd thing in my mind why people expect, if they don't get a doggone free thing on their birthday or happy birthday song or whatever, I'll acknowledge your birthday.
Oh, of course.
The reason why you come to a restaurant, I'm really willing to acknowledge that.
Absolutely.
But then to do this whole song and dance thing because this person was born, congratulations. Nobody cares. I don't care. I don't want to say nobody care. I don't care. I just don't. How do you feel about it?
It depends on the people.
Everything depends on the people, though.
You're right. It does. But you also so much... When an energy is received,
yes,
you can give it better.
Okay, that's well said. Very ethereal. Okay, let's go into the reasons why
we hate it.
Why we hate it?
Oh my God, there's so many.
Well, the first one, and I described this in a show that I described when a table went sideways for me. It's managing the communication struggles.
Communication struggles, the expectations, what they want, is it being said? Is it being covered across the board? You know, the different layers. Sometimes you have to pull back and just let the night happen.
Sometimes, okay, yes. So the communication struggles where there are more than one people have different expectations about
how the night should flow.
How the night should flow. Oh, it's his birthday. They get up or they go across the table. It's his birthday. Why are you whispering? He's right here.
We know.
The more cheese that you lay on it, the more eye rolls that we do.
Yeah. And you know, I really like the tables that are, I'll find it like at the end. Like, you know, they'll be chilling. They'll come in just to have a good time and they've had a good time.
Yes.
And then that person, the birthday person, go to the bathroom like, hey, what do you guys do for somebody? It's their birthday. What do you do? Do you do anything? Do you do anything?
Yeah.
You know?
Because you know why?
Because they are already, they had a light maintenance. It was good. They trusted you.
They trusted you. Yeah. So at the end, they're like, hey, what do you do for your birthday? Because when they don't trust you, in the beginning, they're tugging on you. Oh, it's his birthday. Hey, he wants you to sing and bring out some candles and do this and do that. It's like, trust me, you're going to have a good time. Back the fuck up.
Yeah.
It's going to be all right. But when you come out with that weird energy.
Yes. If you come out swinging, you've already turned us off. Or the people that bring like, and I've been guilty of it. Not me personally, but I've been at things where the people that bring the cake.
Okay.
And or like, you know, we'll be out. And then I have kids. So, you know, sometimes my actually want to bring a cake. And I'm like, man, like, can we do that at home?
You know, yes, please do it at home. Can we do that at home? Because they sell dessert there.
Yeah, exactly.
I understand. But like, listen, here at the Modern Waiter Podcast, we just tell you the real deal.
Oh, yeah.
We're not telling you what we're supposed to tell you. We're not telling you the BS, right? You bring your own cake. It's done. Just because people do it all the time does not mean...
It's supposed to be done.
It's supposed to be done. It doesn't mean it's well-received. It doesn't mean that it's...
It's just an extra layer of steps for us.
It's an extra layer of steps. It's a less extra layer of stress.
Yeah.
And it's an extra layer of stuff that don't cost money, meaning we don't benefit from it. So... it's going to be down the line for us. So fortunately, at our place, you can't bring your own cake.
Nice.
Actually, I'm sorry, I misspoke. You can.
You got to pay for it.
We will charge you.
Yes.
You're going to pay.
A cake cutting fee, all the above.
It's a cake fee.
Okay.
Whether you what you consume in this restaurant will cost you money.
Mm-hmm.
So a part of that fee, we will cut it. We will decorate with all that stuff. You know, you bring it out. Happy birthday. Blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah, boom.
But I've worked plenty of places. You can bring your own damn desserts.
Oh, yeah.
No. We sell stuff here. This is an enterprise.
Absolutely.
Okay?
This is a business.
This is a business. And so the abuse that we talk about all the time on this show is carried out because you want to feel warm and fuzzy and save you money and use the restaurant table like a park bench.
Yeah. No.
Get out of here.
Exactly.
Let's get back to communications.
Bring it back.
It could lead to frustration when...
He was about to go down the rabbit hole.
Both guests, yes. Both guests and servers aren't on the same page about what they want. Yes. Yes, it's nice to be acknowledged for your birthday. But really, if you think about it, do you really want somebody who's never met you, does not care about you, to say...
Happy birthday. No, you're not worried about that at all.
Yeah, are you? But they are, though.
Some people are, I guess.
Not some people. Come on now. Tell the truth.
Half.
More than.
I'll say half.
Okay.
Half is a lot. Half is.
I wish it was none.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, I mean, who is this guy? Like, if some dude came up to me, do you want an empty compliment? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you want like somebody to go like that, like he clearly can't see you and say, that's a nice shirt you're wearing? That's the equivalent
of
a happy birthday from a stranger.
Absolutely.
Let the people that you came with celebrate you.
The people that love you. Yeah, the people. Yeah, that's what they should do.
Yes.
They should be there to celebrate you, and that should be it. Now, if you get the extra bonus of your server and, you know, and they communicate, not even communicate, they find that bond,
mm-hmm.
and then it becomes special in its own right.
Yes.
Because then you have a relationship with your person, and they made your night more special. So that's a whole different vibe.
Yes.
But if you come in expecting that, that is where it gets defiled or it goes the wrong way.
I agree 100%.
I had a table. It was their birthday.
Mm-hmm.
But they didn't tell me. You know, and I found out. And I kind of found out like just do talking to them as normal. It was a two top. They were really nice. And I asked them why they were here. I said, oh, actually, it's her birthday.
Mm-hmm.
I said, oh, man, that's so awesome. So I bought the birthday girl some champagne and offered to buy them dessert if they wanted it, because they weren't the typical table. They were engaging. They were fun. They didn't need me to tell them happy birthday or anything above. And because of that,
mm-hmm.
I went out my way to make it even more special. And
nice.
They left even more happier.
Nice. And that's what you alluded to in the beginning about certain people when they have that relaxed vibe
yeah.
about them and things like that, and they don't really need it, then things go a lot smoother.
Yeah.
Let me paint the picture. You come into a restaurant. Restaurants don't have a lot of real estate on the tables. They don't have a lot of real estate in between tables.
Mm-hmm.
They're not trying to have you come in with your big banner and your big
balloons,
vase of flowers
and
your balloons
yeah.
and your tons of gifts. Birthdays are problematic because of that.
Yes.
You're
taking up extra space.
Can we get another table for this cake?
Your 10 top. Just took up a 10 top plus another 6 tops worth of real estate.
Yes.
Legit. For the things you just said, you needed. So you just took a deuce for a cake table.
Yeah.
Then you took probably a four top for your gift, for your gifts.
Yes.
Okay. So now you've taken almost exactly two tables worth of revenue for your one table.
Yes.
And then the real estate, and then your noise level, and then all the across the board, because there's 10 of you, so nobody can really speak to each other because you're already, you're one person over there is yelling at a person over there, or they're getting up, or they're moving around, and they're XYZing, and...
Yes, they're disrupting the flow of service.
Exactly.
You know, like other people are celebrating quieter occasions.
Oh, they're having a great time.
Then you yelling across and screaming and saying, yes, it's your birthday, but you're among people. Cool. You live in a society, right? I mean, come on. Let's.
And we're not saying you can't have a good time. And we want you to have a good time.
Come on now. You know what we're saying.
Yes.
It's
just don't be extra.
Extra, extra, extra.
Yes. It's just a day, man.
I've had people come in. It's just a day. Only that, it might be the most important day to you, but it's just a day for it to everybody else. Because they had to go to work. They didn't skip work.
No.
You know, they got to do their whole thing, pick up the dry cleaning, all that stuff. Nobody needs to get out of your way for you, but you were born with millions of people on that same day. So imagine how extra you are compared to everybody else. Think about it. When you come to a restaurant and I've seen big ass bouquets of flowers, and then they say to you, do you have a vase? Do we look like a fucking flower shop?
Yeah.
Why would we?
Why would I have a vase?
Why would we store stuff that we don't need?
That's not ours.
Yeah. Oh, perhaps someone might need this someday. Let me get this urn over here.
I forgot I had that florist that was downstairs in the basement.
Yes. I mean, think about it. It's nice to have and receive flowers, but where are you going to put them?
Yeah.
Right? What about these gifts? I brought them for him. I know. I get it. But it's just problematic because where are you going to put the gifts?
And then you open them in the restaurant?
Yes.
No, that doesn't make any sense.
Your big 42 big balloon.
For all you really did was, and this is 100% of the time, not even 95, not one, not 90. When you have a gift table, they're just, that just is, like you said, is we said earlier, it's just taking up real estate because you're not opening those gifts there. No matter if it's a birthday, shower, none of that. You're picking that up, putting that wrap thing in the car.
That's a great point.
For no reason. So it just took up a table for no reason. What, so you can see how many gifts piled up?
That is a great point. I love that. We had a birthday the other day, okay? I believe it to be like, it was something crazy like a 20 top.
Okay.
20 top. Guess how many people showed up?
Probably 10.
Nine! Nine people. This bitch had a banner. Why are you decorating somewhere that you don't own? You don't own that restaurant. We have decorations.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Ah, that's, it's very disruptive. And it's very blinding to people to think that that's what we want to do in this restaurant. We want to celebrate you. We want to accommodate you.
Yeah.
But there's a way to do it.
Absolutely.
Other diners don't need it. Imagine you going out on a specific day and you come in and you see, you know, Kelly's the 40th birthday over there and big balloons that you have to dodge, the fans spinning and the things getting caught up.
And let's say it's your anniversary. And yes. It's just the two of you.
True.
And you wanted a nice night out at this usually comfortable restaurant that you like going to.
Mm.
You know, it's an event. You came out to talk to that person that you love and hear what they say, or hear some elegant music playing in the background while you're talking to that person you love.
Mm-hmm.
And then now you're next to this party, okay, that is doing this big extravagant thing. And it's, you know, at first you're like, okay. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Or, you know, maybe you're that alcohol person, you buy them a shot or something because you're just a nice person. It's your birthday. We got you. Okay. But do you really want that atmosphere around you? No. You're just being nice to be nice.
And you can't even hear yourself.
You
can't enjoy your special occasion.
That special time, okay, that you wanted. Or because of that, because this person over here is so needy. And then you're on your normal, regular date that you just want to have a good time at. Now your server is immersed.
Yes, okay? They're getting soaked up.
Oh, man, they like a sponge. They're
soaking up the server.
They're squeezing the water and then opening it back up and just filling it back up again.
Yes.
So now all that time that you should have had somebody checking on your water or checking on your food or refilling your drink, even if, you know, And good service, we could still get over there and make sure. But you feel like, as a server, I felt like, man, did I neglect my other tables, or I'm here way too long?
We talk about it all the time. 100% attention to one thing is total neglect to everything else.
Absolutely.
And so it's very cumbersome. Not only is it cumbersome, it can be very messy. Mm-hmm. Those celebrations, they come in with their glitter. They come in with their confetti. First of all, you don't bring confetti to a restaurant because they're hard to sweep up. They're hard to vacuum. It's really...
But they're not thinking about that because it's not their house and they're not sweeping and vacuuming it up.
All they're thinking about is the best place...
It looked good on the table to them.
It's great on the table. Of course it does. Sprinkle, sprinkle. Sprinkle, sprinkle. Of course it does. But that's why we're here.
Yeah.
To tell you that, like, listen... It sounds so great. We're glad you're here. But no. Right?
Oh my
God. Come on now. It's the abuse has to stop. It's just the giant balloons and the big fat flowers.
It doesn't need to be overdone. It can be classy and still be nice.
Okay, tell them how to get it classy.
Okay, it can be a balloon. Okay, it can say, hey, you know, it doesn't even have to be a... Forget balloons. They drive me crazy anyways. They fucking...
Thank you. That's what I was about to say, because here's the thing. Let's talk this out, right? A lot of times they come and they put a balloon on every chair.
Yeah.
Okay? You are disrupting service. Where are we going to put our face when we're coming in to serve? The balloons are... You know what I mean? There's a balloon
in your
face.
It's not a kid party. It's not Chuck E. Cheese.
That's true.
Okay? Where you have a designated room and they... And that is the age when, yes, you're allowed to have glitter on the table. They're built for that. You go to spots that are built for that. Don't come to a very nice restaurant, okay, and expect it to have that Chuck E. Cheese feeling, okay? It's not going to work here. That's not what we do. You want to come to a restaurant? You want to come to a nice restaurant? Like, we do it every year for you guys' birthdays. We don't bring a goddamn thing but ourselves, okay? And we enjoy ourselves, and it's a good group of people, and we laugh, and we have fun, and it's a great time. And we celebrate more than one birthday. We still, like, we kind of put it right in the middle of all you guys.
Yes.
And it's like two or three or four birthdays we're celebrating at one time, and we have a great time.
Yes.
And nobody even knows until the end, because we don't tell anybody, but we had a great time.
We had a great time.
And that's
time.
What we were there for, to enjoy our time with each other and celebrate those birthdays and being around each other and enjoying the atmosphere. And that's how it should be, because that's what the atmosphere you chose was for.
Okay? Exactly.
Go to that place and enjoy that spot for what that spot is. Do not turn that spot into Disneyland. You want to go to fucking Disneyland? Go to Disneyland. Okay? You want to go to Disney World? Go to Disney World. If you want to go somewhere where they say, hey, and you have a fucking patch on you and you look all bright and happy, go to the places that do that.
Yes.
Okay? We get it. And there's a bunch that are built for that.
100%.
Okay? Just know what you signed up for when you're doing it.
There you go. And I can't say that any better. I'm just going to do this with what happened at the 20 top that turned into a 9.
Mm-hmm.
That is wildly rude, and it's wild. It's within the restaurant's right to pare down that table.
Oh, absolutely.
We could have cut half of that table off because it was, what? I believe it was a Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
And seat
that's
that table.
That's real estate.
At
bare minimum, you could turn one of those 10 to a 6, if anything, you know.
Yes.
That's still money in there.
If you make a reservation for 20 people and you're not sure if 20 people are going to show up, you need to update the restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
Right? You can't, it's not a land of possibilities here. Oh, we might, oh, she might show up or things like that. That's where I don't understand why restaurants empower people to shit on them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get that. The margins are so thin, and then they sit there and they lie over, they show their belly, and they just, yes, guests are important.
Oh, we want you to, you're the guest. We say this all the time, okay? The guest is not always right, but the guest is the guest.
That's
it. And they should be treated as such.
That's it.
Okay, they should be treated with respect as a guest and understand the boundaries and how things work, but they're still the guests, you know? Yes, we want you to be happy. We want you to leave happy. We want you to have a great experience.
But their interests aren't always aligned, right? They aren't aligned with making things...
Efficient.
Efficient or profitable for the business. They're going to leave you with a big mess to clean up.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to clean that up? Is there a fee to get for that to be cleaned up? they're going to bring their own cake, and whereas that opportunity cost to sell them a dessert where you let them just do whatever.
Yeah.
And then what are they going to have the desserts on? Plates. Your plates, right?
You
so their free desserts are on your plates that you
your
have
silverware,
to clean.
All the above.
You're stupid. And in fact, if you're a restaurant that does that, you did it to yourself.
You did it to yourself.
You did it to yourself. And as disappointed as I was that I waited for 20 and only 9 showed up, I knew that our restaurant did it to ourselves, because you generally should not even be allowed to make a 20 top without going through a banquet manager and all that stuff. So you're greedy and you get cut.
Yeah.
Right? I don't really mind, because I've been in the business for a long time, and so it goes. And
we've seen it.
We've seen it all.
All of it.
Again. All of it twice on Sunday.
Exactly.
But we're here to kind of, let you know also that I don't like working anywhere that has a birthday song.
Oh, the worst.
The minute you tell me you have a birthday song,
I might quit.
I'm packing up my apron and I'm out of there.
I'm out.
That talk about disruptive to service.
Oh my God.
That you have to pull people.
And they come in there clapping. Is that still a thing?
It has to be.
Oh,
I know. Let us know out there. Do you work at a place that you have to clap and sing? Let us know in the comments or reach out to me.
There's still birthday songs and
I know, because I've heard it. I've heard the banging on the gong and things like that. Tell me your birthday horror stories. Email me, themodernwaiter@gmail.com. I read my emails all the time.
Grabbing people. Oh, my God.
Follow me on Instagram @themodernwaiterpodcast. Yeah, you got to grab people. Stop waiting tables to come do this free shit for me over here. Stop doing what you're doing and being efficient and come over so we can sacrifice all of this operations for this one thing. So we could do this 20 times a night. 20 times a night. It's everybody's friggin' birthday all the time. Servers hate your birthday celebration. It just is what it is. It's very cumbersome. It's ridiculously stupid to bring all this stuff and expect other people to kind of conform around it. And not to mention the doggone freebies that people expect for having been born.
Yes.
I've not gone a place in the world where I expect a free anything for any reason whatsoever. Like, please tell me. I'll wait. Where can you expect free stuff for any reason? Please tell me. Right?
A restaurant.
We do free desserts for your birthday. And I get it. People like it. For whatever reason, it works.
It does. I mean,
It's
with the idea of it, and I get it, even for business standpoint, the idea of it is you're giving back so they come back when it's not their birthday. So when you're it's pennies. You say it all the time. You're walking over pennies to pick up dollars.
Okay.
So that's the idea of it.
And
we understand that. But with anything, don't abuse the things, okay? When you start to do abuse and you start taking advantage of situations, and people are going to do that because, that's their God-given right. You know, whatever. You're going to find those people that are always going to look around to find that little that they can fit in.
Yes.
Everybody's trying to get in where they fit in. But as we tell our guests out there and we try to make you relate with us, know that if you want a big celebration or big to-do, there's places for that. And if you don't need to go to a spot like that doesn't normally do that, don't pick the most romantic spot and then think that, and it's great to have a great romantic dinner. I'm not saying that on your birthday. We're not saying that either. We're not saying you should not enjoy a great meal. What we're saying is don't come with all the extra. Manage your expectations. Come in. Know what you're getting into. Know your atmosphere and go appropriately. Just like you would dress appropriately to go to certain places, don't walk into a 5-star restaurant with flip-flops on and a t-shirt, okay? You're not going to do that.
Yes.
So don't come into a 5-star restaurant with your glitter balls and your balloons and all other shit.
And your banners.
Okay? Yeah, we don't have time for that. Now, you want to, there's plenty of spots that do that. Do that at those spots.
You got to defer to them. Like, can I do this? Can I do that? Is it okay for? And then whatever they open themselves up to, that's fine. But there are people that make these assumptions and they come in with their big luggage and they come in
hot.
They come in early to set up and leave.
Yeah.
Where the hell do you think you are?
They take up real estate.
Unbelievable. I'm getting aggravated just thinking about it.
Unless you are buying a spot.
Or buying a private room.
or buying. Yeah. And then if you have, like I said, if you have a private room, if they have a private room, then you know you can do all those things. It's your room.
Yes.
You paid for it.
You paid for it.
We can't say shit. We ain't going to say shit.
No.
We already know.
We're encouraging it.
Your price point is exactly where we want you at. Okay. And when you're doing, when you follow the rules that way,
yes,
it don't matter if you're five star. It don't matter what kind of tier restaurant you're at. You did it the right way. So just do it the right way, people.
Just do it the right way. And I've gone to people where they're starting to put the glitter on, and I say, oh, we don't do glitter here or whatever, you know, however I phrased it, and they look at you like you're crazy. Listen, I'm the one that tells you how it goes here.
Yeah.
You're not in this business. It might be as simple as decorating a table for you,
yeah,
but it's not your fucking table, right?
So, you didn't pay for that.
Yeah, you didn't pay for it. So if you have a cleaning fee and you want to do that,
yeah,
it might change your mind a little bit.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah.
100%.
So like little things where they expect you to have a vase for the flowers.
Why would you expect that?
You to be okay with balloons on every chair. And then they might just leave. They're not taking up the balloons. Or they might take the balloons and leave the string.
Yeah.
Like what kind of abuse is this? What's happening? You're probably the person that goes to a park and just throws your trash
on
right
the floor.
Right on the ground.
Yeah.
It's really a part of understanding your impact to other people. Yes, you're paying for your meal, you're paying for your service and things like that, but what does that entitle you to?
Exactly.
Really think about it. It does not entitle you to the world, and it doesn't entitle you to be an asshole.
It shouldn't.
So think about it. Service hate your birthday celebration.
Especially when you abuse it. And it's the bad seeds that make us angry, because when the good seeds are there, like I said, I have no problem taking care of you.
It's seamless.
It's easy. It's beautiful.
Super easy.
It's how you should have it.
That's how you should have
That's how I want to give it to you.
Manage your expectations,
Absolutely.
People. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter.
I'm Danny Villain. Subscribe, people.
We'll see you next time.
Later.